The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning all, this is Ryan Tubridy with you on Thursday morning, the 3rd of October 2019. It's 9:05, we're here till 10 a.m. The text number is 51551, you can email ryan@rte.ie. Plenty to talk about this morning, we got to it all in good time. My attention span is short and it was taken to the nth degree in terms of the challenges in life. I find things can get boring very quickly, and equally it depends on your frame of mind in a given day. And I revisited a book this morning that I had tried a couple of times and said, oh, and everyone was saying you should read it, you'd love it, and I just can't get into it. I got over the attention span problem, and now I'm really enjoying it. I found my groove. And it's the book called Where the Crawdads Sing by Delia Owens. I know a lot of you have been talking about it and saying I should read it. I've got it. I've taken it. It's like when you get into the water, going, no, I don't want to swim today. And they actually, do you know what I do? And it's lovely. So I'm there, which is great. I just finished another book last night. It was a thriller. I'm not going to tell you what it was called or who it was by, because it was so goddamn awful, it wouldn't be fair on anyone or their family or friends. And I suffered through it page for page. Poor writing, poor plot, poor characters. And I kept going, not by an Irish person, I'll tell you that. That's about as much as I say, but I don't know why I kept going. I suppose because it was so simple anyway, and I should have just kept going. And it was rotten. It was more holes than a fisherman's net. It was a horror show. But again, we leave that out. And I wouldn't mind, but, you know, I committed to it. And what did I get? Nothing. I got nothing, Charlie. So I had to keep going and find the next one. And then I found this Crawdad Sing, and I think, oh, it's beautiful, beautiful language. Beautiful storytelling. I thought, now we have somebody who can do their job correctly. So that was good. And the attention span I was mentioning a bit earlier on, see how I got distracted there? Welcome to my world. It revolves around an invitation I received from the Watercolour Society of Ireland. And I thought, that has to be the most quaint sounding organisation of people I've ever met. And I've always loved art. And my mother's great for art and kind of would have introduced us to that world. And so when they asked me, would I sit for a painting yesterday in Farmley House? There's a little gallery, the OPW run there beside it. I said, okay, it's going to be 2 hours. Fine. Artist, brilliant. A woman called Anya Devine. You might know her. She was in the Sky Arts Artist of the Year program a few years ago. And she has painted, among other people in the past, Mo Molum and Neil Hannon and others. A great artist, and I love the style of art, the way she paints. It's just, she seems to find what's happening inside the person. So that's why I thought it was quite a challenge. So a cluster of people sat and watched as Anya painted essentially my head and shoulders. And it was a very interesting experience in life, because she is a painter. She's barefoot when she paints, and she's got a lovely personality, and she approaches the canvas like a boxer approaching a punch bag. She's in and she's back and the arms are in, and she's got the paintbrush and she's going, no, not this one. And she's talking quietly as she's describing how she was doing. It was kind of like a masterclass for her. I was just the ventriloquist dummy essentially in the piece. But my role was to shut up, which was really hard, and to look at a spot in the wall, but I've never been questioned by the police, and that was really hard as well. So I had to try and combine two of the things I'm rubbish at, staying still and not talking. So that didn't really work out, other than to say that I was able to talk, but I had to kind of eyeball the wall and talk to the people on the right while, you know, so we told stories about different things, families, Connemara, life in the universe. And the people seemed to enjoy it, and they were telling me stuff about themselves. And it was just all told 2 hours of no phone. Actually, very gorgeous. And then it was the reveal of the picture. I thought, what are we going to be looking at now? My nerves. And sure enough, the picture was revealed. And I prefer it to any photo ever taken of me. And I just think she got it right. I think it's really nice. And sure enough, I posted it because I was very happy with it. Otherwise, I would have probably just said, that's lovely, and never see it again. But no, I was happy with it because it was just the style that was lovely. Everyone has an opinion on it, as I see, but all very pleasant opinions. It's not a cruel world out there sometimes. And so it's there on Instagram, Insta Tubridy, and it's on our Facebook page. And thanks to Anya Devine for coming up with such a lovely picture. Don't know what to do with it. I mean, you can't put a picture of yourself in your house necessarily, but I'll find a role for it in some shape or form. The girls might like it at some point. But nevertheless, it was a lovely way to spend. So thank you to Jane Berry and to Mary Heffernan and the OPW for making all of that very enjoyable as an experience. I appreciate that immensely. There is so much to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the storm because we've had it for the last while now, and I think that there's nothing happening at the moment, and until it does, we'll hold off that. Did you read Girl by Edna O'Brien, says Patricia Boyle, and asks Patricia Boyle. The answer is no, but the other answer is to that answer is I have it on my desk upstairs, signed by the lady herself, lucky me. So I'll get to it, but I just haven't got to it yet. Loving, I got this, you know, talk about jigsaws. Actually, we were talking about jigsaws quite a bit yesterday when I was doing that painting. And the toy show elves landed on my desk two jigsaws of, they're photos of me from the toy show as jigsaws from a jigsaw company that you can get them done. It's a .ie, you'll find out what it's called. Because I think it'd be a great present. Wouldn't that be a great present of a picture of somebody you know or love? Or a joke present. But it's a great idea. Send the picture into them, they jigsaw it up and you're in. What a great idea. And get people into jigsaws. So you can have a goofy photo, a family photo or friends, or kind of nice little gift to give people. I just thought it was a great idea. And one of the other things I saw this morning and I was alerted to was about the number of people who can now shout Uno. Have you played Uno, the card game? If you haven't, U-N-O, Uno. It's a great little game. It's got us through many, many summers and holiday times. And it's good. And it's a simple enough game. I won't get into the details. I'll be bored to death telling you how to play it. Other than it's about 50p to buy and you get hours of entertainment. Uno, U-N-O. It's great. But what have they done? Mattel, who make it, I have announced that you can buy Uno Braille. Isn't that lovely that you can now buy the packet? The fact, as they say, the deck will feature Braille dots on the corner of each card. And all the players can call out the card as they play. The packaging of the deck also features Braille on the front and the back. And instructions for the game can be downloaded in Braille-readable files. This has to be the way forward for these types of games. Another option, by the way, is to have Alexa, or Google Home. To read the instructions aloud, and that is fair and inclusive and kind, and I absolutely love it. So well done to Mattel, and that's Uno, the Braille version. So I love that a lot. If you're watching the sassiest, most clever, everything that awful book I was reading isn't a TV program at the moment called Succession, you will want to read a piece in vulture.com which gives you the top 20 knitwear options as featured on Succession. And I won't get into that either, because if you're not watching it, you'll be bored. But the way Brian Cox as Logan Roy tells someone to off is spectacular. If you haven't heard it, just look it up online immediately. It's the most dismissive of them all. It actually beats Malcolm Tucker by a country mile. But the knitwear is quite interesting, and this article boils it down of what jumper means what, who's going through what and who's doing what. And the turtleneck slash polo neck slash roll neck is really in, it seems. And, you know, polo necks once upon a time would have been the preserve of the 80s, would it be? Or 70s probably, sorry. And now they're back because they've gone very stylish, but I'm a little bit behind in this regard. Although I did put on a roll neck recently. I'm saying it like a roll, and I can't even get the word out of my mouth because I was so shocked by having to put one on for a photo we were doing. See all these for the Radio 1, an ad campaign. And I'm in 10 minds as to how that looked, but apparently it's okay. Apparently it's all right, but they're back. I still do not know the difference between a turtleneck and a polo neck. I have tried to find out already this morning. I've had friends around me try to find out this morning, and we're not getting anywhere near it. A traditional polo neck or turtleneck is always folded over. But wait. A traditional polo neck or turtleneck is always folded over. Which are you? A polo neck is one thing. It's confusing. And now my attention span says, next subject. 51551 is the text number. Give that painting to your mother. Now, she loves me and all, but I don't know if she wants to be looking at me hanging out at the wall. What did John Lennon say to Stu Sutcliffe in the movie Backbeat when he showed him a painting? Hanging is too good for it. And it might be a little bit of that about it in terms of me, not the painting. The woman did it, Anya did a beautiful job. I got a picture of a family as a jigsaw for a few years ago from my son, and it's a lovely present. Isn't that great? And another says, you do know that your artistic experience yesterday could be the spark for a good book. You could call it The Sitter, The Artist, The Studio, or whatever. Just an idea to throw out for someone. It's a really good idea. It was a lovely, lovely experience. And you could really get, you know, 10 people you might want to see and their experience. If you had put a camera on yesterday, I think people would have got a kick out of it because you saw a very different side to maybe people you would think something else of. I don't know. I'm just blabbering on here. IrishTimes.com. At Trinity College's Dublin long room, beautiful room, is famous around the world for its stunning collection of rare library books. And the fact that all of the 40 marble sculptures which line the main chamber of the old library are men is a less celebrated fact. Finally, after almost 300 years, it's about to change because the provost has called on staff and students to nominate the first female scholar to be memorialised in a bust which will sit alongside the men. And the commissioning of the new sculpture will follow the same criteria for previous busts. The subject must have been a scholar, although not necessarily at Trinity, and the person has to be deceased. And they're going to ask for nominations to come in for less than 300 words and include reasons for the nomination as well as links to information relevant to the nomination. Deadline is December the 1st. That makes sense, doesn't it? I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What else have I got for you? God, poor old Bernie Sanders. In a spot of bother. He was forced to cancel campaigning until further notice after he had two stents inserted for a blocked artery. He was pictured in a rally in New Hampshire on Monday, had some discomfort the following day, sought a medical evaluation, and he had the two stents successfully inserted. He's conversing and in good spirits. We wish him well, but don't know how that'll bear out in terms of the campaign, and we shall see. Although I think Elizabeth Warren seems to be doing rather well. A guy who was a presence as a newsreader down through the years in my life as a youngster watching TV, former BBC and ITN news anchor Peter Sissons died. He was 77 years old. If you knew, you'd know him. You'd know the name, and certainly you'd know the face. He was in school with Paul McCartney, I was told this morning, all roads. But he passed away in the last couple of days, so just a little end game there. Now, let's have a look at some texts here. I hate polo necks on men, says a text. Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. I don't think every man can, and very few probably can. So, thanks. What about the portrait gallery for your portrait? It's either my mother's kitchen or the portrait gallery, isn't that it? My daughter got her daddy one of those jigsaws last Christmas of us on family holiday. Lovely picture. However, 90% of the 1,000-piece jigsaw picture is a swimming pool. And it's absolutely impossible, says Emer in Donegal. Isn't that? That's a great tip. Beware the class of picture you send in to be jigsawed. All right, good work. Gorgeous painting, Ryan. Your mum would love it. Polo necks fold over. Turtlenecks do not. Thank you. Eileen is an animo. The polo neck is higher than the turtleneck. As for the polo, think golf top. Okay. The jigsaw company I mentioned is called photopuzzle.ie. And it's the .ie bit I love. So you're not sending it off to England or France or Amsterdam, wherever. You're sending it local, shop local. So that's good news. What about using the picture as a template for a jigsaw of your face? Sandy Shaw used to sing with bare feet. Yeah, and Donna Devine paints in her bare feet. She really is a tremendous artist. And another says, I'm a 30-something-year-old woman. 30-something. And I recently went on a date with a guy and I wore a cream polo neck. Oof, it's risky enough. And he actually laughed out loud at me. Well, he's only a brute. He's only a brute. I never wore it again. We did continue to see each other. But you've got to roll with it, if you pardon the pun. It just wasn't his thing. However, he has worn one as they are now fashionable. How I laughed, says Monica. Well, you know, that's family therapy is what you need there. It's not really a trip to the local shop to thrash that one out. Gaslighting by jumpers. That's quite a new turn up for the book. 51551 is the text number. Nice story about a homeless woman. It went viral after she was filmed singing in a Los Angeles subway. Her name was Miss Zamurka. Emily Zamorka, and she was performing Puccini's O Mio Bambino Caro. And it was tweeted by a police officer who came across her singing in the subway last Friday. And it's had 974,000 views, leading to calls for her to become a professional opera singer. Imagine that. And the LA Police Department captioned the video, very nice caption, it said, it read, 4 million people call LA home. 4 million stories. 4 million voices. Sometimes you just have to stop and listen to one to hear something beautiful. And here she is singing in the subway. Good on her. Anyway, the good news is that some record producer got on the bus, and he's a Grammy-nominated music producer called Joel Diamond, and has offered this woman a recording contract with plans to create a huge classical crossover hit record for the Subway Soprano. Even that in itself, the Subway Soprano, the marketing juices are flowing in full flow. That's a wonderful story. Succession, says Dee in Cork, is spectacular. Brian Cox is a master. Plus, have you read Scrublands? No, not really. Not only have I not read it, never heard of it. Scrublands. Okay, written down. Thanks for that tip. The Beatles had us all copying them in the 60s when the black polos were all the rage, says Anne. Okay. And the turtleneck rolls back, whereas the polo folds. Right, we're getting a complete sartorial shakedown there. Thanks for all of that, and appreciate it. 51551 is the text number. In a few minutes' time, I'm going to be talking about this thing. I'm not going to play it all, by the way. I'm just reminding you of the show, because if you watched it, you'll know that this can only mean one thing on a Sunday night. In the past, not anymore. It's kind of the opposite to Glen Road. You're kind of thrilled to see it coming on. Take a little walk to the edge of town. So this man has written this really interesting history of the Peaky Blinders in Birmingham, and it's not all as it seems on the TV programme. In fact, it's intriguing what it's not, and we'll get to all of that in a few minutes' time. But at 9:21, with the text number being 51551, we are well and truly open for business.